This is a 21 and over wing fest that's happening in downtown Salt Lake City this weekend. Saturday from noon to 7. I don't know how I missed this thing last year because I am a wing nut, so to speak, right? But they have.
It's been said, yes.
It's been said. Last year they had 800 people and they went through more than 9,000 wings. This year they're expecting 2,500 people down there. They're closing off a city block on Pierpont Ave between West Temple and Second West. It's down there by the Lumpy's downtown in the Inferno. They judge the wings and the public is part of the judging, as well as some so-called celebrity judges on, the classic buffalo wings, exotic flavored wings. But really the great deal is for $20, anybody can walk in, as long as you're 21, eat all the wings you want all afternoon, which could be dangerous for sure, depending on the spice. But it's a lot of the wing places that you know around town, Sugar House Barbecue Company, the aforementioned Wing Nuts, Wingers, all these different companies are involved. Should be a good time. There's also cornhole tournaments, flip cup tournaments, sort of, it's like a tailgate party in downtown Salt Lake all afternoon.
I was walking through Ridgewood, Queens. I was flipping through magazines. I was so starving. Well, I was reading ingredients, asking myself, should I eat this? I was so starving.
And there's some music too.
There is some great stuff happening. There's a band called Parquet Courts, who is probably my favorite new band of this year. Their first record, Light Up Gold, came out this year. They're originally from Texas, but moved to New York and definitely have more of an urban New York sound. Your typical kind of three chords and cloud of dust rock and roll band. Really good stuff. They're playing at the Urban Lounge on Tuesday. Before that, though, Friday night, John Spencer Blues Explosion. Been around 20 years. This is their first album in 8 years that they're touring on. That'll be a blast. That's at Urban Lounge. Also Friday night, Tim McGraw bringing his gigantic country show out to the USANA Amphitheater out in West Valley City. And then on Saturday at the Sandy City Amphitheater, Rhonda Vincent, who is this amazing bluegrass mandolin player, she's headlining out there in Sandy. So they're really diversifying their offerings out there at the Sandy Amphitheater this year.